This guy's just a great speaker, great dude, one of the funniest dudes in the world. And I hadn't talked to him in a while, so it does my heart good to bring to you the man, my man, and I've worked with him. This man knows the game of football, too, so it'll be a great conversation. Tommy Davidson. TD, how are you, my brother?
Yeah, I like the whole, you know, Biggie Smalls bringing me on to that. I like that.
Yeah, that's you, T. That's you all the way,
yeah,
baby. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. I'm real good, man. You know, you said I'm a lot of things, but what I am not is consensus All-American out of Miami with key catches in every national championship game. What I am not is three-time Super Bowl champion and Pro Bowler the majority of his career, or the prototype for the new receiver with size and speed and aggression. That's what I am not.
You hear that? That's breaking down the game, and that's what my man Tommy Davidson knows how to do now. And
that's
working
what
with
I
Tommy,
am not.
We used to get together all the time. Tommy, come on, man. I want to jam you up right now, Mike. I always get down. I said, come on, Tommy. Hey, this is my man, Tommy. Hey, I hadn't seen you in a while, man. And
now,
really.
I just want to tell the listening audience something, okay?
What's that?
Now, I don't know how he did it or where it all came to be, but somehow offensive line and defensive lineman hand technique ended up being the receiver's hands. Because anytime I line up against Mike, it's all about what he's doing with his hands to get free. You see?
It was as physical as they were, Tommy. You got to be happy. I mean, you're a big football guy. You got to be happy that this NFL deal is done and we can get back to normalcy here. Who's your team? You're from what, Washington? Are you a Redskin guy?
I'm from Washington, D.C. My team is the Minnesota Vikings. I've been a Viking fan since they had all-white running backs. So, you know, it was a long time ago.
That is a long time ago. Did you like Brett Favre up there with your team, or do you think that was just a fiasco?
I think Brett Favre is a great quarterback until it comes time to throw the big interception.
And that always comes.
That always comes. See, the thing that I think that he was a lot like Elway until the point when it really came to pivotal games in the playoffs where it would put him in the Super Bowl. Elway didn't make those mistakes twice, and that put him in the record books.
But Tommy, there's been some rumblings.
With the Jets, had Favre been able to do that with the Vikings, we might be looking at a whole new end to his career. Could have ended like Elway's.
Well, Tommy, they're talking about maybe not that end now. You know, there's been rumblings about him showing up and backing up Michael Vick. I know it's just a rumble. I'm hoping it's a rumble. What would you say to that? That if Brett Favre was in Philadelphia backing up Michael Vick this season?
I'd say it'd be a good backup for you having another coach on the sideline, actually, and somebody that can come and make plays. But I think in the final moments of a game, that's not the quarterback that you want in the game, although he makes great decisions and he's got so much wisdom that he may try to slide something into a zone that he might not see because defenses are very different now. They can hide stuff.
Tommy Davidson.
But what he sees, he might not really see. And since he's such a shotgun, he's going to try to fit it in there. The one thing about Aikman or Montana or quarterbacks like that, very consistent quarterbacks when it comes to the final steps that take them to the Super Bowl, is that they really take their time and they don't go over the top. They play with the team. They play with the strategy. They don't go outside of that. That's a discipline.
Yeah, that's a little bit of fear. You're right. Fear, I can't risk that throw. I can't not at this position on the field. And Brett Favre doesn't have that. You're right.
Yeah, and you'll see that just like, you know, you'll see them stick with it. You'll see the old Cowboys, you know, you'll see that they could pass, but since their strategy at that point in the game is to run, they'll actually run. They'll actually make the run work, even though they could pass. And the more disciplined teams do that. Look what the Packers just did. You know?
Super Bowl champion.
Could have learned that same lesson in the Super Bowl if they'd have done the same thing they did with the Ravens, which is some ground game.
How about your team, Tommy? Everyone knows the voice, Tommy Davidson, in living color.